Our epistle for this first Sunday in Advent is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. Brethren, understand, for it is now the hour for us to rise from sleep, because now our salvation is nearer than when we came to believe. The night is far advanced, the day is at hand. Let us therefore lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk becomingly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in debauchery and wantonness, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 21, verses 25 to 33. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun and the moon and stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, bewildered by the roaring of the sea and winds. Men fainting for fear and for expectation of the things that are coming on the world. For the powers of heaven will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming upon a cloud with great power and majesty. But when these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is at hand." And he spoke to them a parable. "Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now put forth their buds, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things coming to pass, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation shall not pass away till all things have been accomplished. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Divine infant King Jesus, come down into our hearts. My dear friends in Christ, today we are beginning a new liturgical year. We are in a season of expectation. We are called on by Holy Mother of the Church to have that spirit of expectation. Last Sunday and this Sunday have a familiar theme, that of the final judgment. This is something we should expect. It's going to happen. When is it going to happen? No man knows the day nor the hour, but it will happen. We should expect that it will happen and prepare for the happening of it. Not just the general judgment, but the particular judgment that each of us will have. And now is the time for us to rise from sleep and to realize this reality. One day I will die, I will stand before the face of God. But not just that reality, but the reality that I have right now. And that reality is, I'm in His presence. He who will be my judge can today be my friend if I believe in what he says and I believe who he is and I invite him into my day. So there's that whole expectation of what will happen. Now there's the expectation that we should have of ourselves. And that expectation is what we are called to be. That expectation is what we are obliged to do. But we can go and do our studies and understand the commandments and understand the rules and laws that Christ lays down. But the question comes down, what do we really expect of ourselves? Lots of people put effort into excusing themselves rather than expecting themselves. They don't really truly consider themselves a child of God, and therefore they don't live as such, I should say. A child of the Heavenly Father is one who loves the Heavenly Father and proves that love. As Christ says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." We keep the commandments. But the commandments of the old law and the commandments of the new law are different, because we have been enabled in the new law to live the higher commandment of charity. For we have sanctifying grace, the life of God in our soul, the source of charity. For any of us who were to say that being in grace, that is sufficient, that thought is deficient. Just because you're in sanctifying grace does not mean that you're good. People may ask, well, what do you mean by that? Well, it's very simple if you pay attention to the scriptures. Grace is a gift. Remember the servants who were all given gifts. One was given 5 talents, another 2, and another 1. The one that was given 5 made use of the 5 and gained 5 more. The one that was given the ones that were given two went out and received 2 more. The one that did received 1, he went and hid his. He didn't use it. He didn't misuse it. He didn't abuse it. He kept it and hid it. And when the master of the house came back to make an accounting to see what they did, he handed them back the talent unused, unabused, but unused. And he was labeled by the master of the house as a wicked servant. He had grace. He had the gift, but he didn't use it. Same thing with us. If we have been given grace, we go to confession, we squirt away with the good Lord, and he's given us his forgiveness for our transgressions, and we come up and receive our Lord in Holy Communion, receive infinite grace, and we go back out into the world and we do nothing with it. Are we good? I don't think so. Not with how I read the scriptures, or how the commentators and doctors and fathers point to the scriptures. Our Lord says we must do something. Not he who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven will enter the kingdom of heaven. When our Lord taught the apostles to pray, he taught them, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. This is how you should pray. This is how you should want to live. Because we should pray as we are wanting to live. It is important for us then to expect from ourselves the performance of God's will, our daily duty. And then there's that third expectation which we are called to consider this Sunday, and that is the expectation of that great feast of Christmas. What's Christmas? Christmas is Christ's birthday. And what do you do for Christ? What do you do for someone's birthday? You give them a gift. What are you going to do for Christ's birthday? Well, you should give him a gift. But it's a gift that you should prepare for yourself, or of yourself, for him. What is it that he wants? He says it very clear in scripture where he says, my will is to be with the children of men. He wants a greater, a more complete, a more perfect access into our hearts. But this doesn't just take place. There's a work that needs to be done. There are things we need to get rid of in order to make room for him in our hearts. Selfishness, pride, contentions, jealousy. St. Paul in today's epistle, he kind of hints towards these things that we need to. He doesn't list them all, but he lists a few of them. Revelry and drunkenness, debauchery, wantonness, strife and jealousy. We have to get rid of these things. We have to start weeding out selfishness, because it's the only way we can make room for Christ in our hearts. And then you will have an appropriate gift to give at Christmas time. And when you make that effort to give that gift on Christmas time, then yours can be the joy of that season as it's truly meant to be. And you will have that peace that comes from Christ. Because peace can only come from Christ when we are people of goodwill. And a good-willed person is the one who wants to do God's will. Wants to be one with God in time and from time to eternity. And just doesn't say it, but makes that effort daily. This is the beginning of the liturgical year, so let us begin properly. Let us make some resolutions. It's a penitential season. We're made to do little sacrifices. It's not like Lent. But the little sacrifices we can do is click the TV off. Turn off the internet. Open up a spiritual reading book. Do a little more praying. Instead of just doing your daily duty, striving to do it for the love of God. It's all a mentality. That's the greatest sacrifice any of us can really perform anyways, is our daily duty. What's your daily duty? To be good parents, to be good spouses to each other, to be good children of your parents, to be good people. And we're only good people when we are good in the eyes of God. And then we can live the gospel where Christ tells us, "Let your light shine before men so that they might see your good works and rejoice in your Father in heaven." Every year in the parish here, we give you a motto, something that we're going to focus on through the year in big or small ways. This year, I think that will be our motto. Let your light shine before men so that they might see your good works and rejoice in your Father who is in heaven. It's only with light can we dispel darkness, for the darkness cannot comprehend the light. And we can only have the light when we have Him. Divine Infant King Jesus, come down into our hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.